As I said, the Hammock Springs community has been here for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Now here, I guess about 20, well, since 47, the Methodists built a church, and they have a big church on the corner over here, and we have one right up on the hill from theirs. But it's always been called the Hammock Springs community mm-hmm. in the steam mill district.
What's the percentage, say, of colored people in this area, and how big is, what's the, you know, the population, and or just around Donaldsonville, or just around
the steam mill district? Well, I just don't really know that. In the steam mill district, it would be, I speak 400 or 500 people. I don't really know, tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Hadn't even thought about it.
Do most people around here on farm, or do they work in?
Well, you know, the farming business has gotten into the little farmers. There's not many little farmers anymore, and it's the big farmers, and they're not as many, you know, that's farmers because of that. You had mm-hmm. to go into this new modern equipment and everything, and of course that mm-hmm. caused not to be as many farmers as they were. So a lot of the people that live out in the country work mm-hmm. away from home, who live on farms.
Mm-hmm. They work in Donaldsonville?
Yeah, they work. The biggest percentage right through here, I think, does work in town. It's something or other. And then there are some who work at the paper mill mm-hmm. over at Cedar Springs. And there's some other, well, some work in Bainbridge. And there are some carpenters, I understand, who work in Tallahassee.
That far away?
Yeah. Go and come every day.
How many miles is that?
65 miles.
But now I'd like to just start asking you some questions. What do you call the part of the day just before supper, maybe around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Evening, I guess.
Okay. And say if you had to get up before the sun came into sight, you'd say, I had to get up this morning before
daylight.
Or another word for that, before sun.
Before sun up.
Okay. And we worked until
Sunday.
And say if there had been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds pull away, you know, you might say, it looks like it's finally going to
clear up.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
Downpour.
Any other names for that?
I know, but I can't think of it.
Do you ever hear anything?
Shower.
Okay. And talking about the fireplace, that shelf up there above it.
What? It's a shelf.
Or any, you know, that you've got things set on.
Well, I know what it is, but I can't think of the name.
Or is that what you'd call it, just a shelf?
Well, that's what the old-timey people always called them, on the shelf.
Okay. And the things that you set the wood on in the fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Okay.